This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
همین شهیدان عزیز ما، همین زین الدین ها، همین صادقی ها.
Martyrs like زین الدین، صادقی and هیدریان.
آقا جون تو یه وضعیت بگو مهدی، این که نمیشه که.
من وضعیتم کاملا روشن.
آره ترین درجه تکاملی انسان وقتی که به خدای خودش ملحق میشه.
What rank would be higher than this? We wish for martyrdom.
I ask you warriors to carry out your duty and live like Hussein alayhi salam.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Mahdi Zainuddin. Dear listeners, as most of you know, one of the great martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense is Shahid Mahdi Zainuddin. It is very interesting and remarkable that many of the commanders during the Iranian sacred defense were very young, mostly in their 20s or early 30s. Shahid Zainuddin was in his early 20s when he became a commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Another great young martyr and commander was Shahid Hassan Baghiri. These two martyrs were both in the intelligence unit of the IRGC and spoke to each other on the two-way radio. In one of the operations, Hassan Baghiri said to Mahdi Zainuddin,
آقا جون تو یه وضعیت بگو مهدی، این که نمیشه که.
مهدی، tell me what state you are in. This won't work out if you don't. مهدی زینالدین said,
من وضعیتم کاملا روشنه، الان برات میگم. حد پایین از سمت شب بچه ها رو گفتیم برگردن، ولی به اصطلاح تعداد زیادشون رو زمینن و مشکل برگشتنشون یه مقدار طول میکشه.
My state is very clear. I'll tell you now. We've told the forces to retreat from the bottom left, but most of them are in the ground, so it's going to take a while. Hassan Baghiri. Tell the other one to search and find them, whether they went behind those who had engaged in combat or not. Mahdi Zainuddin. Hassan, they can't come. We told them to go back to where they came in the first place because they'll get lost there. This was a part of a conversation that took place between these two great commanders of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Both of these two commanders, Mehdi Zeinuddin and Hassan Bagheri, won many victories in the battlefield, and Iranians are indebted to their acts of bravery to this very day. And now, the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, talks about the martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense, including Shahid Mehdi Zeinuddin.
ملت ایران از همه ملت‌های دیگر قوی‌تر است.
The Iranian nation is stronger and greater than any other nation in the world. Who has given this greatness to the Iranian nation? On the first row were our dear martyrs of the sacred defense era, martyrs like Zeinuddin, Sadiqi, and Haydarian. These were the people who manifested their belief not only in their tongue, but also in their practice.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Zeinuddin is a role model for all Muslim youths living in the world. Our martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense were very pious and religious. One of the fellow combatants of Shahid Zeinuddin says that the roads of Kurdistan were very unsafe, such that if you wanted to travel from one city to another, you must have stepped on the gas pedal and quickly passed by without looking behind. However, when Shahid Mehdi Zeinuddin was with you, you must have stopped by the road when the adhan was chanted so that he may offer his prayer on time. There was no other way. He was insistent. After his martyrdom, one of his comrades had seen him in a dream where he was offering the Hajj rituals in Mecca. A group of people were also with him. He asked Shahid Zeinuddin, "What you are doing here?" He answered, "This is because I used to offer my prayers on time. I am also a commander here." We all should learn from these young martyrs who have saved Islam from falling into oblivion. We should be like them. We should pray on time. We should work for God and have a pure intention in whatever we do, be it eating, sleeping, walking, talking, and so on and so forth. Our martyrs only had one intention, and that was doing everything for the love of Allah. And now let's listen to the voice of Shahid Mehdi Zainuddin and its English translation.
We are victorious whether we are martyred or not. There is no difference. If we win the war, we are victorious in this world because we could defeat the enemies of Islam and Allah would grant us with His rewards. But if we are martyred, that would be the peak of our prosperity in the other world. The greatest status for a human being is when he reaches his creator, that is Allah. What rank would be higher than this? We wish for martyrdom. We are in the battlefields to reach Allah through our martyrdom. We cherish the sense of martyrdom in ourselves, and we are thirsty and hungry for sacrificing our lives in the path of Allah.
And now, Sister Zainab reads to us an excerpt of the last will of today's Shaheed.
I ask you warriors to carry out your duty and live like Hussein alayhi salam. During the great absence of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the one who is called an awaiter and the one who can live is the one who is awaiting martyrdom, awaiting the reappearance of the Imam of the time. Today, Allah wants determination, willfulness, and martyrdom from us.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher, which was about Shahid Zainuddin. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.